1, 2, 3, 4. You're some kind of god, a loser. Uncle Larry, the genuine boozer. You accuse maniacal of poses, heavily exposed in a blood-orange kitchen. Hey mama, wanna cut my hair? When I get wasted, want me to get bent? So you wanna burn the clothes I wear? Searching for the day generator out in the basement. Some kind of flying old drunkard. I'm a old pal, Ernie the lizard. Sap suckers, hungry buzzard. Keeping close watch and all the twitching. Hey mama, wanna cut my hair? When I get wasted, want me to get bent? So you wanna burn the clothes I wear? Searching for the day generator in the basement. Poses. I love the businessman closes. All that does your mama even know us. You're an old man doing all the stitching. Hey mama, wanna cut my hair? When I get wasted, want me to get down? So you wanna burn the clothes I wear? Searching for the day generator in the basement. Hey mama, wanna cut my hair? When I get wasted, want me to get down? So you wanna burn the clothes I wear? Searching for the day generator in the basement.
Red Sammy in the WVTF studio for Rootstown Session. That's from the new album Neon Motel, Ernie the Lizard. Welcome, guys, into the WVTF studio and to Roanoke.
Hey, great. Thanks for having us, Luke.
Always great to have some fine musicians in the studio. This new album, Neon Motel, from Red Sammy and Adam Trice, lead vocals and guitar. You are basically the man. You are, you know, Red Sammy, but you got a cadre of fine players from the Baltimore area that help you out. Who you got with you today?
Oh, absolutely. So I've got some longtime friends, longtime musicians that have been playing with me. Greg Humphreys, who is our bass player this evening, or afternoon, I'm sorry. And he also actually doubles as an awesome electric guitar player for our live shows, and that is his go-to. And then I have Bruce Elliott, who's joining us on electric guitar, who's also been on the last few albums, including this latest album we've got.
Very cool. Welcome, guys. And Adam, I want you to explain this. I want you to tell the story. I love how you got your name, Red Sammy.
Sure. You know, I was an English major in college, and I remember my freshman English class reading a Flannery O'Connor short story, A Good Man Is Hard to Find. And so the minor character, a guy named Red Sammy Butts, we took off the Butts in our name, but Red Sammy Butts owns a barbecue joint down south, and he was the one that gives all those foreshadowing clues of some evil things about to happen in the story. And it turns out, like many Flannery O'Connor short stories, nothing ends happily. So it's a minor character in that story, and I'd highly recommend, if you haven't read it, to read it, because Flannery O'Connor got me through that story.
Well, so do you consider the band to be Southern Gothic?
You know, I know that's how she classifies it. We've gone through a lot of different terms. Some people, you know, try to classify it as folk or Americana music. Early on, I tried to give it a creative name called Graveyard Country, but that turned to be a little bit too demonic or a little too depressing. So we didn't go down that path, and we would say more Americana-style music.
Well, you certainly have some well-defined characters in your song. Do they have a Southern accent, so to speak?
You know, I would say the voices in these characters in these songs And I don't see a Southern piece, but I also don't know my own voice. Some folks say, are you West Coast? Where are you from? But I think the voice that translates on these albums is a different voice than my day life. It's almost a way that I deliver the vocals in these songs as different characters in different songs, but they all have a similar thread of maybe being down on your luck and looking at life through a lens that where the glass is half empty. And I think that's the thread. But the voices on this album all change, I believe, song by song.
Well, you certainly do follow Flannery O'Connor to the dark side.
You know, I think the dark stuff's the more interesting stuff. Yeah. You know, if we just played an album full of happy tunes, you'd probably forget about us. But you're like, God, that band is really depressing. I want to listen to a little bit more.
Yep, you listen to sad songs to make you feel better. Well, Adam, you said you were an English major, so you get into music and songwriting. It turns out that, your songs are short stories.
You know, I do have a collection, a book that also has a soundtrack accompaniment, and it's more of the very brief stories, but in poetic form. So I would say more or less a lot of these songs are short stories. They're little vignettes that all work together on one album.
Well, how about another short story from this new album, Neon Motel?
Absolutely.
What do you want to play?
All right, so this is a song, this is the title track from the album. It's called Neon Motel.
You're with Luke Church on Roots Down from WVTF.
1, 2, 3, 4. Drum in your chest, way a dying song. But sometimes you're bitter, you escape on fire. Yes, I am the ocean, a wave crashing choir. Said that I love you in a while. The rank and file. The way you burn like an early bird. Streets, the smell of worms. And sometimes you shake, you escape on fire. It's way in the ocean, wave crashing choir. Said that I love you in a while. The rank and file. Thank you.